Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast. I'm so glad you joined me. And I've been sharing a message I've entitled Choosing God's Covenant Promise. And we were looking at the comments that the Apostle Paul was sharing with the Galatian church, and specifically Galatians 4, 28 through 31, where he was speaking about the children of the promise. He said, we are children of the promise, and just as Isaac was. And as we look at the account in the Word of God, we see that Ishmael, who was born after the flesh, persecuted him that was born after the spirit, Isaac. And he said, even so it is now. Nevertheless, what saith the scripture? Cast out the bondwoman and her son, for the son of the bondwoman shall not be heir with the son of the free woman. So then, brethren, we are not children of the bondwoman, but of the free. But as we saw in the life of Abraham, when Abraham moved on Sarah's recommendation to have a child by her Egyptian handmaid Hagar, they were attempting to fulfill the very promise of God in their lives for an heir, because up to that point, Sarah had been barren. She had not borne any child. And so they thought, well, they're going to help God out. But not only was it a source of great problem in their lives, so that finally the Lord said, listen to what Sarah's telling you, and cast out the bondwoman. I'll bless her. I'll make him a great nation. But it is only Isaac who is the child of promise, who is the child God promised them that would come out of their union, Sarah and Abraham. And so we see here a pattern that, and a area that we all can be guilty of, all that we can fall prey to, trying to see God's blessings, God's promises come to pass in our lives by trying to help God out by what would seem to be logical and rational and reasonable. And that's why God moved the way He did in terms of their lives and said that Ishmael would not share. He would not. He was the firstborn. He wasn't to share in that inheritance, because God was demonstrating principles. And whenever, beloved, we insist on putting the will of the Lord through the machinery of human reason, we prostitute its purpose and we adulterate its power. There is a place in the Spirit where there is glorious liberty and freedom in God, where we can know the things which are beyond the knowledge and understanding of unregenerate man. To the human mind, they're ridiculous, but to the redeemed sons of God who have the mind of Christ, they are the riches of His grace as well as the treasures of our inheritance. The bondwoman, Hagar, and Ishmael, her son, typify human possibility. But what do we see in Isaac? He is the child of promise, God's word fulfilled. God waited till it was naturally impossible for them to bear children in their old age. In fact, his name means laughter, because it was, in fact, when the angels came to visit Abraham and said, about this time next year, you will bear a son, Sarah laughed, and they rebuked her for that. Why would she laugh? Because God was going to fulfill His promise to them. When we stop our struggling, beloved, God starts working. Isaac is the child of promise, God's word fulfilled, and it was through Isaac that God ministered faith to Abraham. He began to see Abraham, we call him the father of the faithful, but his own walk was a walk of faith. His faith was so strengthened when he saw, when it was beyond human possibility, God was able to fulfill and accomplish his word. And that gave him the strength that when God said, sacrifice your son, it might have broken his heart, but he didn't hesitate. He obeyed the word of the Lord, traveled 3 days, raised the knife ready to plunge it into his beloved son. And at the last second, at the last moment, the angel of the Lord stopped him. And the Lord said, now I know that you fear God, for you've not withholden your only son from me. And the walk that we're on, brother and sister, is a walk of faith. God allows us little victories. We experience God's power in our lives. And sometimes it seems the longer we walk with the Lord, the more mature we come, we grow and become. The trials sometimes are much greater. Why? Because, well, he's promised he would never give us more than we're able to bear. But as we grow, then we look back. In fact, that's one of the greatest encouragements I could give to you. Look back to see what God has done for you already in your life. And I don't care what mountains stand before you. I don't care how deep the valley looks. God has not abandoned you. He has not forsaken you. He is with you. And just as he moved in days past to deliver you, to strengthen you, to heal you, to make a way where there seemed to be no way, he will do it again. That is the God that we serve. Hallelujah. When we cease our struggles against God's will for our lives, when we're willing to let God work in us and through us and for us, then, beloved, then there will come peace and joy. The church cannot expect her Isaacs as long as she insists on producing her Ishmaels. Neither can we have that total victory God has promised us in every situation until we yield to the covenant and allow him to bring it to pass in our lives. Paul told the Galatians that their rituals and their observances and their legalisms, their going back to the things of the past, their circumcision of the flesh and not of the heart, their insistence on doing, doing, doing in the works of the flesh had to go. He said they had to come to make a definite choice. They couldn't have both. They couldn't be a hybrid. They weren't called to be debtors to the old law anymore. They were called to be partakers of the new covenant. David declares in Psalm 25 and 14, the Lord confides in those who fear him. He makes his covenant known to them. And beloved, not only am I sharing this for your personal lives, but I've been so concerned as I've been receiving information on what's happening in the church as a whole, the body of Christ. As we look in recent years, we see whole denominations being torn apart because of really the deception and work of the enemy that's crept in. There are those in mainline denominations who feel, well, you know, the Bible, it has a lot of good things in it, but we need to be relevant for today. We need to be culturally pertinent. We need to be seeker-friendly. We need to embrace everyone on the basis of love, ordaining homosexuals, marrying homosexuals. Whole denominations, beloved, have been torn apart by this. And it all comes down to standing on the Word of God. Will we believe the Word of God, what it says, that it is absolute, God's truth? You cannot equivocate. It is inerrant. Or you believe that we need to change with the times. And beloved, we cannot attempt to bring the body of Christ together by man-made efforts. There's a movement out now that is causing me great concern. And beloved, the only way we're going to have true unity in the body of Christ is by having the mind of Christ, having the spirit of Christ, knowing the word, and it all comes down again to the word. You cannot join forces with an element who might call themselves Christian if the doctrinal differences separate you. You have to be agreed in doctrine. And there is so much apostasy coming into the church today, it's frightening. People that our major ministries are saying things and doing things that are appalling. And I'm just sharing this because it seems to have unity, to come together, to bring in finances, to see the church grow. I mean, in order to bring in people, you know, I heard locally, I didn't see it, but the churches are having these bouncy things. They have coffee bars. They can do all sorts of things that are going to bring in people instead of the purity of the gospel and instead of the convicting power of the Holy Spirit. That's how the church is birthed. The early church didn't have programs like that. We don't need them, beloved. But again, you see, it's the mind of man trying to produce a good result, a spiritual result, and you can't do it. You have to do it the way of the Lord. We do it by preaching the word of God, and then signs and wonders and miracles will follow. God has not changed, and we need to get on God's program. We need to preach the word of God without compromise, without fear or favor of man. And beloved, so many things are being done today in the name of love. That's a spirit of deception. The angel himself, Satan, comes as an angel of light. And so, beloved, just saying, well, we need to just love one another and just forgive, beloved, not when it comes to the word of God. There has to be agreement on God's word, or how can two walk together unless they be agreed? Beloved, we need to pray for the body of Christ. We need to pray for leaders. We need to pray for one another. We need to ask the Lord to allow our decisions and our walk to be led by the Spirit of God, and to wait upon Him for His blessings the way He wants to do it, and not to promote our own ideas or to help God out, as we are learning from the scripture Abraham and Sarah tried to do. Well, my time is gone, and we'll continue on tomorrow's broadcast. I love and appreciate you. Thank you for joining me. I do appreciate your prayers. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh.